KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8:06, we have showers and thunderstorms, some lightning as well, 64 degrees. We picked up 3/100ths of an inch of rainfall just as after 7 a.m., between 7 and 8 a.m., for a total of 15 1/100ths. And we look for partly cloudy to cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms through midday today, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate at Atlantic. Call 243-4100. I know it's a pass along to you this morning. Due to the rain and lightning, the Schulberg Recreation Area Playground build has been pushed back a few hours today. Parks and Rec Director Bryant Rasmussen said you're welcome to come out for lunch and then work a few hours this afternoon to help assemble the playground equipment when the weather is supposed to have passed by that time. So again, they're shooting for a noon lunch and afternoon build for those of you that wish to show up and help out with that project. The Creston Police Department reports this morning 24-year-old Tyler White of Creston was arrested at around 1:30 this morning. He was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of theft in the second degree with bond set at $5,000. Two people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday in Creston. 28-year-old Dylan Savage of Lorimore was arrested on a Department of Corrections warrant for violation of parole. Savage was being held without bond in the Union County Jail. And 19-year-old Joe Blazik of Creston was arrested at the Union County LEC on a Union County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Blazik was later released on a $300 bond. The drivers of two vehicles suffered possible unknown injuries after they complained of pain during two separate accidents in Union County that took place Monday afternoon. At around 3:20 p.m., a 2005 Chrysler Town & Country van and a 2000 Chevy pickup collided at the uncontrolled intersection of Pierce and Polk Streets in Afton. Following the collision, both vehicles came to rest in a ditch at the northeast corner of the intersection. The driver of the van, 37-year-old Mia Ray Williams of Afton, was transported by ambulance to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston. The report said she was not wearing a seatbelt. The pickup driver, 17-year-old Jaron Ray Stevens of Lorimore, was wearing a seatbelt and was not injured. Damage from the accident amounted to $7,000. And at around 4:10 p.m. Monday, a 2016 Dodge Ram 2500 pickup driven by 44-year-old Bobby Joe Haley of Creston left the road and entered a ditch as the vehicle was northbound on the High and Dry Road south of Creston. Haley was transported by ambulance to the hospital there, and damage to the vehicle was estimated at $8,000. In each case, there were no citations issued. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater yesterday reported there had been two arrests last week. Late Thursday night, 58-year-old Dennis J. Wentland of Altoona was arrested on an Adair County warrant for violation of probation. He was picked up at the Polk County Jail and brought back to the jail in Greenfield. And Wentland was released the next day on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. And Friday night, 30-year-old Timothy Denton Coyne of West Des Moines was arrested by an Iowa State Patrol trooper on Interstate 80. Coyne was pulled over on I-80 westbound near mile marker 73 for a registration violation. The vehicle, a 2013 Mazda, was subsequently determined to have been stolen out of Nebraska. Coyne was arrested for theft in the second degree, motor vehicle related, and he was released Saturday on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said a Pottawatomie County man was arrested Tuesday at around 3:20 a.m. 32-year-old Seth Allen Simmons of Council Bluffs was arrested in the area of Highway 34 and 360th Street on charges that include possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. His bond was set at $1,300. And the Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a woman from Lorimore had reported Friday morning that her 2008 Jeep Liberty had been entered while it was on her property. A checkbook and various tools were taken from the vehicle. Damage to the vehicle and the value of the items taken was estimated at $450. Well, the City Council in Walnut is set to receive a report Thursday evening from Alexis Fleener with regard to the Walnut Housing Agreement. Fleener is with SWPCO, the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, based in Atlantic. The Iowa Department of Economic Development recently announced a federally funded Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, was awarded to Walnut, amounting to nearly $240,000 for the rehabilitation of six owner-occupied homes in Walnut. The grant money for low-income homeowners can be used for new windows, siding, interior, or whatever else is needed to make the home safe and livable according to current building standards. The city is putting in a match of a little over $10,000 to go toward those six homes. The CDBG is funded through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. In other business, the Walnut City Council Thursday will receive an update on and review the city's infrastructure needs study and strategic plan, an update on the Welcome Center, and discuss planter maintenance along with city mowing. The Walnut City Council meeting takes place at the City Hall there beginning at 5 p.m. on Thursday. And again, a reminder that due to the rain and lightning this morning, the Schulberg Recreation Area Playground build has been pushed back a few hours. You're invited to come out and join them for lunch and then work some hours this afternoon after the storm has passed. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.